You're listening to The Pulse, your End's award-winning news show, where it's all about the news that matters to you.
Hello and welcome back to The Pulse on a Tuesday. I'm Matt and I'm joined by Catherine, Rebecca and Zoe, who's bringing you all the latest news from Nottingham and around the world on University Radio Nottingham's very own news show. We've just been talking about Alfie Evans, the Liverpool baby who's been embroiled in a case about being allowed to die or not. And we're just going to move on to a local story about crime. And if you've got any thoughts, please do make sure you send us a web text in on our website. But now over to Zoe with more on this story.
So Nottingham Post has just reported on two robberies, armed robberies, that happened in West Bridgford. Two pubs, the Nottingham Knight and Brewhouse and Kitchen. The Brewhouse and Kitchen attack happened last July, and the Nottingham Knight one was early in August. They've only just started being reported upon because it was the Crown. They'd just gone to Crown Court, so they've been allowed to release the information. I managed to actually interview one of the victims of the Brewhouse attack.
This is Zoe McLeod reporting for The Pulse. I am joined here by Joe Fletcher, a victim of a pub robbery in West Bridgford. Joe, would you mind describing the attack for me?
So it was like end of the night. Everyone had had pretty long shifts. I think I did like 12 hours or something. Three of us closing up as normal at the bar. We had like a rule where one person can't leave the back door by themselves, so we all wait to leave at the same time. Now, you're not, like, expecting it, so I'm just, like, on my phone, organising, watching the new Game of Thrones with my friend. I look up from my phone and, like, just completely unaware to me, three guys in balaclavas rush up to me. I still find it, like, a bit surreal at this point. Like, I didn't know what was going on. And then it immediately became clear when I had a knife put to my throat.
So what happened next? Did the robbers take anything from...
Yeah, so, obviously... We get the whole get on the ground stuff, blah, 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 empty your pockets. They took our phones, took my manager by the throat with a knife, took him into the office, and he was just like, I'll give you the money, it's fine, just don't hurt anyone, which is how you should react in this situation. Yeah, so they got away with about $4,000 to $6,000 out of the safe, I think it was.
So how do you feel now? Do you feel safe at work?
For a few weeks after, I was paranoid as hell leaving work. Like, they didn't put me on closes for about 2 weeks. And my manager said he'd just pay for any taxis home. Obviously, he didn't want me walking home at night, which I usually do. Yeah.
Did you have any other experiences with crime in the area or at work?
So these three guys who robbed us, there was like a spate of robberies at the time. It's hard to say if they were completely linked, but police reckon a lot of them were linked. In the area, it's quite notorious for, like, drugs, crime. It's not the best of areas.
Yeah. Is there anything that you would recommend the council do to deter crime in the area?
I think there just needs to be more police out there in force in that area. Like, the city centre, you see community support officers, police officers always patrolling around. That area, it's a lot more rare. You hear, like, sirens go past, but that's about it.
Thank you so much for sharing your story with us, Joe, and your opinions.
This is URN.
Welcome back to URN. That was knife crime victim Joe discussing his attack there, with Zoe just giving us the latest on that story.
So yeah, there was an attack there, and I think the question I wanted to ask is what you thought about his last statement on there being not very many police officers there, because I've been to Brewhouse quite a few times, and whilst I've been there, I've seen someone taking like drugs in the middle of the day outside. I think I might have actually seen someone throwing a gun into the river, because I saw someone throw something that looked like a gun into the river and then sprint off. They also found a car outside there. There's a lot of suicide attempts off of that bridge. Then obviously, like, a very scary, like, robbery in this pub. And I do think it's interesting that you go into the city centre and you can't walk 10 metres without a community officer being there. Whereas when you go into this area, there are absolutely none. So what do you think should be done? Do you think there's too much focus on crime in the city centre, or should there just be more focus in general everywhere?
I think there needs to be more focus everywhere. I think this really links to the issue of austerity, because obviously police forces and local government have faced unprecedented cuts, and they probably had to pool their resources where the most people are. So I guess that they probably thought, well, most of the crime probably happens in the city centre and most people are there, so that's where we have to aim our resources. So I think that it sounds like from this... obviously you can focus your resources in areas that are more, that have higher crime rates, and this sounds like a classic point where they do need to put more resources in. So I think that the police can do more here, but I do also think that the issue of funding is a key point here.
But after there have been these two big repeated crimes, and plus I've seen many crimes happen in that area whilst just being there, you'd think that the police would realise that they need to take force. This happened last July. Every time I've been there, I must have been there like 20 times, I have not seen a single police officer once I've walked between the station and the river. So it just kind of feels like if it's been an entire year, it's a much poorer area. Do you think it could have anything to do with that?
I think this might be a bit generalising, but I think in poorer areas, it's like there's typically people are employed less, you know, things like that. There's like, what's the saying? The devil makes work of idle hands, you know?
Yeah.
Crime rate's going to be higher. It's obviously not a justification for action, but I think that the police, I don't understand, I'm completely with you, I don't really understand why the police is not looking at statistics and realising the areas where they need to focus on. I think it's just a shambles, to be honest.
I think crime in Nottingham is just so rife that it's so hard to pinpoint like where it's coming from. But when you look at what's been going on in Lenton, like we had someone stabbed last year. There have been loads of people robbed around the Arboretum area in Nottingham. And obviously crime is really, really bad. So there should be focus around there. But even in Lenton and near the Arboretum area, I also don't see many police officers around there just walking around the streets. They all seem to be in the city centre. I don't know if it's just the city centre is more interesting, but I feel like they need to be looking at like smaller, kind of more targeted crimes in like other areas, because that's why these like robberies and stuff are taking place there, because there are no community SWAT officers.
I hate to like put it into a bigger scale and stuff, but it's definitely part of a national issue at the moment, because in New Year in London, there were, I think it was 4 murders outside of the centre.
Yeah,
it's in the same night. And that's because basically they'd taken the majority of the officers that used to be in the outer areas of London and put them in the middle for the fireworks display. And you think, so there's enough officers to be in the centre when there's not a big tourist thing going on, and they've got enough around the edge. But it's like, why do we have to be taking officers from high risk areas, you know, like these places in Nottingham, places on the outside? We're taking them from there and putting them in the centre, and that was for an event. There wasn't even an event going on.
No, nope, just a night at the pub.
Exactly, when this was happening. So there's no excuse to pull officers from the out and put them in central Nottingham. It might, you know, maybe it makes you feel safer when you're walking around the centre, but I think as someone who lives in the city, you want to feel safer anywhere. And especially as being students, we can't afford to live in the direct centre, you know. And we're the people that the city are going to want to have, and the people that they're going to want to employ, and the people they want to see around being happy and healthy and loving where they live. They do not want us hiding in our homes out of the centre, scared that we're going to be stabbed if we go to the pub in the evening.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a really key issue. And you mentioned New Year's Eve, Rebecca. I think that this year in London, there have been more murders in London than New York, which is madness.
Really, really
knife
bad.
Crime in the UK has become a huge issue, and I think it's something that police really need to focus on addressing, because it's just really tragic. And like, whilst it was obviously a really scary experience for Joe, as we heard there, I think he was quite fortunate, really, that nothing worse happened. And when that's a scary thought to think about what could have happened there, really.
I think it's also important that I think this is a bit of a separate point, but it's just something I was thinking about. I think it's important that we teach people how to deal with situations like that. Because I feel like in a lot of situations, if you've got someone who, I don't know, had a particularly large ego or was like a big guy, they might try and fight back, do something about it. And then you can't do, like, doesn't matter how big you are, if someone has a knife, they're going to stab you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I know quite a lot of people who are like incredibly confrontational. And I think that's a really dangerous thing. And I think we need to like have more, like even Joe said to me, oh, I wish I'd done more. I wish I'd said something. And it's like, no, you have to do exactly what they tell you and just give them your phone. Luckily, they didn't take his phone because it was too broken.
And oftentimes they don't tell you the protocol of what you're meant to do when you're hired somewhere. And it's so, so common. I work in a local supermarket and I have been left until late at night alone on the shop floor, which is so bad. And people come in and rob things. I don't, like, in the moment, I don't know what to do. After it happening to me once, I looked online at what the general thing I was meant to do, and that is just let them go and then record as much information you can. But like you said, there is lots of people who would, like, chase after them and then they might get attacked, yeah. and it's awful. Yeah, it's so bad.
I remember it's slightly different here, but when I used to work at Waterstones,
the policy was going to be a horrible crime.
The first thing I was told, to be fair, was like, we just let them go, don't chase after them, because like, you know, that literally is it, you know, even if it's, I mean, they're probably going to take their money. I mean, although books are precious, they're you know, it's not worth it. Your life's not worth like $4,000, is it really, or a phone? So,
and also the company, like, the companies factor it in to their like annual year amount, the fact that their store's going to be robbed. So, you know, insurance policy for your all these people working in hospitality and supermarkets and things, like, please just don't look up, go after them.
Like, thinking about it, it really must not be, like, I don't know, enforced, because even there's a Sainsbury's where I was in my house back home in London, and I saw the guys from the shop chasing a shoplifter the other day. It's like a big guy, would definitely not have chased him. But it's stuff like that, like, surely in a massive chain like Sainsbury's, they would, like, give you a protocol to do, give you something to go through. Like, luckily, Joe and his boss were very sensible and did exactly what they said, but I feel like there would be a lot of people who wouldn't, and a lot of people who could actually really get injured from that. So yeah, employers.
Yeah, it's certainly a dangerous issue, and I'm sure it's something we'll talk about more in the future on URN.